Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. It turns out that many bad habits can actually have healthy benefits. Health Magazine's panel of experts has ranked the top 10 vices that might just help you stay fit, happy, and healthy. At the top of the list is getting your Z's. Sleep is free and has virtually zero health drawbacks, making it one treat no one should skimp on. Pillow time gives you energy, bolsters your immune system, boosts your memory, and even helps you get or stay slim. Number two on the list is playing hooky. Studies confirm that time off relieves stress, lowering your blood pressure and your risk for heart disease. It also promotes creative thinking and makes us happy, decreasing depression. The length of a vacation had no bearing on how happy it made people, so even a day or two off can reap benefits. The remainder of the list includes sexual healing, a daily chocolate fix, don't go overboard, just a square or two of dark chocolate, a night out with friends, full fat dressing, your morning Java, getting a massage, basking in the sun, and finally, a small glass of wine with dinner. And this next story is just what the doctor ordered for those of you with high blood pressure, because this cure has no side effects. A recent study suggests that chiropractic adjustments can significantly lower blood pressure. The procedure involves adjusting the top vertebra in the neck called the atlas. In fact, this treatment was as effective as two blood pressure medications given in combination with no side effects or problems associated with it. Some researchers have suggested that injury to the atlas vertebra can affect the blood flow in the arteries at the base of the skull. The misaligned atlas may trigger release of signals that make the arteries contract. Whether the procedure actually fixes such injuries is unknown. An atlas adjustment may not be the answer to everyone's high blood pressure, but it has been proven to help many people. Further studies are being organized to find out more and try to identify who might benefit. And when I come back, a great reason to get teenage girls active and how to stay healthy at the gym.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
People who are physically active appear to be at lower risk for cognitive impairment late in life. A new study suggests that for women, physical activity during the teenage years may provide the greatest benefit. The study included over 9,000 women 65 and older. They were asked whether they had been physically active on a regular basis during their teenage years and at ages 30, 50, and later. Their cognitive function was also assessed. Women who had been active regularly at any age were at lower risk for impairment in later life, but the greatest benefit was for those who had been active in their teens. The study's lead author said people often separate the body and mind and forget that physical activity is actually controlled by the brain. It makes sense then that exercise can improve brain function. And for our last story, watch out for germs at the gym. When you go to the gym, do you wash your hands before and after using the equipment? Bring your own regularly cleaned mat? Use only your own towel. If you don't already, you should. While the gym is a great place to get fit, it's also a breeding ground for some pretty nasty bugs. A publication by the National Athletics Trainers Association has brought to light the prevalence of fungal, viral, and bacterial skin infections among athletes. Direct or indirect contact with the sweat and germs of others makes every gym user's skin vulnerable to a host of problems. MRSA, athlete's foot, jock itch, boils, impetigo, herpes simplex, and ringworm are among the infections you can pick up at the gym. Jack Foley, co-author of the report, suggests showering at the gym and putting on clean clothes that are kept separate from the dirty ones. Your gym should have a daily cleaning schedule for all surfaces and equipment. If mats are not cleaned between classes, bring your own. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The largest internal organ is the small intestine. Despite being called the smaller of the two intestines, your small intestine is actually 4 times as long as the average adult is tall. If it weren't looped back and forth upon itself, it wouldn't fit inside the abdominal cavity. And that's your Health News podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.